Hello?
Thank you for returning your call. You've reached Local Splash. This is Desiree. Is this Black Creek Excavation?
Yes, ma'am, it is. I'm sorry, I could barely hear you. This is Taylor.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hi, Taylor. My name is Desiree. We're calling to speak with the person in charge of your online listing. It's usually the owner of the business. Is that you by chance, Taylor?
I could barely hear you. You're breaking up real bad.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you a little better. You said something.
Okay.
Online listing?
Yes, we have one open listing on the first page of Google in your area there in Texas. Are you the one handling it for the company?
Yes, ma'am. I'm the owner of Black Creek. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, perfect. Well, Taylor, we would like to speak with you because this listing will put you on the first page of Google when people are searching for your kinds of service. So this is going to be by the local map section, and you'll appear as one of the top recommended companies. I'm sure you've searched in Google before, but have you seen the map there? It has the red dots and the list of businesses next to it. Does that ring a bell?
Okay, you want to put on, yeah, the Google services, whatever?
That's correct.
Okay.
Right now, are you traveling outside Texas for work or just within the state?
No, it's just mainly around Medina County and the surrounding counties.
I see. So is it safe to say that you travel around 15 miles?
Yeah, 15 miles, yeah. I'll probably go up to, I guess, 40 miles, oh. I guess.
40 miles, okay, gotcha. And do you have a preference with the work that you're getting right now? Do you want to see more residential, more commercial?
Just residential.
Just residential. Perfect. And I know that you are able to still handle more work right now. Do you have, like, an active website for Black Creek Excavation?
I do not have a website. All I have is a Facebook page.
Okay, no problem. And you own this business alone, Taylor, right? Or maybe is it a family business? Or you have a partner?
No, it's mine. It's mine only.
Oh, just you. Okay, good, good. And if I'm not mistaken, this business is not, it's not very long, right, since you started it?
Yes, that's right. I just started it.
Less than a year? Okay, perfect. Well, just to let you know what will happen, if we close the listing in Texas today for your category in excavation, we will not be working with anyone else who does what you do. That's just to ensure you that you get the maximum number of phone calls and customers. So whatever they're searching using keywords, we will make sure that you will get, or your company name will pop up on those searches. I'm sure it's something that you'd like to do for your business today, Taylor, if the price is right, correct?
So I will have to pay for this.
I'm going to get you the accurate pricing because a pricing director will determine that for you. Also, if I can be able to get some promotion for us here, since we actually had a promotion for Halloween. So I'm going to make sure we can be able to take advantage of that. But while I'm waiting, just to make sure we're not missing on your services, excavation, minor grading, landscape, trenches, and drainage, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you have any other services that are not listed online, probably?
Small-scale land clearing.
Land clearing, yeah. Okay. Just do you do, like, junk hauling or?
No, not right now. I don't.
Not right now. I see. Okay. And let me see. residential and commercial. If ever you want a website, it's also something that we can, you know, we can help you with. We can take advantage. You can be able to ask our IT, our team, to help you with it as well. Right now, I see that, what is your most popular service at this season since we had a change?
I would say just trenching, land grading, and I've been doing a lot of tree stump removal.
Oh, you do tree stump removal as well?
Yes, that's right. Deep. I'm sorry.
It's okay. You know, I don't want to miss anything that you are providing, so that you will always appear on all of the, you know, the searches that you can do. So, tree stump removal. Tree removal. Okay. How about, like, sod installation? Do you happen to do those as well?
Say it again?
Sod installation?
You're breaking up as soon as you're saying it. Something installation?
I'm so sorry about that. Sod. Like S-O-D?
Oh, sod. Oh, no, I don't do that.
Yes. Okay, oh, no worries. Okay, perfect. No worries. We'll just make sure that you will only appear on the services that you do. While I'm looking as well your information online, I happen to see that you have HomeAdvisor. Are you still, I mean, working with them? Are you still taking jobs from them?
Yes, ma'am. Currently, I am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, how's your experience so far? How do you like it?
It's a hit and miss. I mean, a lot of times the customer will put in the, I guess, the job request, and a lot of times I'll call them, they say, oh, can I call you back next week, and they won't ever call me back, and I can't get a hold of them, and then sometimes when it just comes in, I'll try calling, they won't answer half the time. But, I mean, yeah, I've done some jobs through it, but it's not as much as I want, though.
Yeah, I believe you're paying, like, per pay per lead in HomeAdvisor, like you're paying depending on the type of job that you're getting.
Yeah, it's averaging like 50, 60 bucks a lead too and all that.
Oh, 50, 60. And I believe that if it will not turn into a sale, I mean, into a successful sale, you're still going to go ahead and pay it, right?
I can't hear you. Say it again.
I mean, if it will not be a successful project, you're still going to pay for the lead in HomeAdvisor.
I'm sorry. You're either my phone or your phone.
It's okay. Great. No worries. I have here John. He's going to jump in the line with us.
Thank you for holding. Is this Taylor?
Yes, it is. Hey.